Doc Leeson here, the podcasting beast from the East with the Professor John Adrian Gotti. Yes, Professor Omega the Cleaner. Johnny, how you doing there, boy?
I am humble. I am also the wise man for our tribal chief, the reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting heavyweight champion of the world, who's going to defeat the beast at day one this weekend. The Sultana squad, Los Tranquilo himself, Doc El Idolo. How's it going, man? What you been up to, man?
You know me, man. Chilling. You know, I hate the fact that the Saints give it all they got to play the Bucks, but in the next game they don't do crap. The Dolphins.
It's kind of exactly streak, what you expected.
It's exactly what I said. Like, the streak continues for the Dolphins. They're trying to march their way into the playoffs. Them, just like the Colts, I would say the Colts are a little bit more polished, but they've come along. I mean, just like 10 weeks ago or whatever amount of weeks ago, everybody was talking about, you know, Tua being traded for Deshaun Watson and all this other crap.
And the problem is, people were saying that about Tua, you know, about him not being the person for Miami since he got drafted.
And that was the whole reason they tanked.
Yes. You tanked for the person. For Tua. Then you got him. And then once you got him, yeah, they didn't want him anymore.
Yeah.
That's the most pathetic buyer's remorse situation I've ever seen.
Which, I feel like he's doing pretty good, you know, but the real story so far has been Jalen Waddle, which I initially thought was a reach. I'll be honest. I thought that was a reach. I thought he was kind of like a one-trick pony, which is just a speed receiver. But, I mean, he's tuned in to, you know, trying to be number two, number one level, you know, 12 targets, 10 receptions, 92 yards.
If you're willing to put in the work, you can become the top option on the team.
Exactly. You know, he's definitely put Doc in his place. You know, I think he broke Jerry Rice's record for most, I think it said most 8 catch games. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's about to break the reception record with, I think they said he needs 6 more catches for the most catches by a rookie. And then I forget how many yards he needs, but he's doing really, really well. And Tua's finding him. I mean, you think about it, Tua, you know, threw the ball 26 times and 12 times that went to Waddle. He had 92 yards, you know, Tua only had 192. So, I mean, he's spreading it around pretty good. You know, I think they're also somebody that probably needs that tight end, which I think they have one who might be injured. But as I mentioned yesterday, their defenses need to get better. The Saints, I don't know what – I guess they're going to blame this one on Ian Book, I assume. At least Cam Jordan showed up. I mean, he's a menace on all that. He doesn't discriminate. It's everybody else.
Yeah, I feel like don't sit there and try to blame the QB who's having his very first start. Like, that's not fair. That's not fair. And they even try to the broadcast even try to like slide that in there in the beginning of the game after the first interception. Like, you know, Sam Darnold threw an interception in his first game on Monday night too, and he led the Jets to a victim. Like, see, like that's just putting expectations so high.
He also got sacked 8 times.
Thank you. Like, let's just not, you know, continue all these comparisons and then try to add more pressure for, you know, Book, and then having the viewers at home, all they're doing is absorbing what the commentators are saying, and yeah. when he's not meeting those now higher expectation than just, you know, just don't die out there, kid. You know, now right. people are like, well, man, this guy sucks. Like, no, he doesn't suck. he doesn't suck. This is his very first game. It's prime time. Like, it's towards the end of the season as well, too. And Miami's riding a win streak. Like, if it was against someone like the Jaguars, you mm-hmm. know, I'm pretty sure he can probably find his footing. But to sit there and try to blame him? Nah, I don't. I can't. I can't get with that one, man. I can't do that. I can't do that.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. But we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know if the playoff implications have come out just yet, you know, and if there are teams that are officially out. I know it was like 28 teams. I assume the Giants are officially out.
Yeah. So right now we have eight teams that are officially out of the playoffs.
Woo!
Those teams are the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Detroit Lions, the Houston Texans, the New Jersey Giants, the New Jersey Jets, the Seattle Seahawks, the Chicago Bears, and the Carolina Panthers.
Yikes, not the Panthers.
Yep.
Well, I mean, like I said, we'll have to wait and see what happens. People are still jockeying for position. I think the top three in the NFC, you know, are really, really trying to get that number one spot, right?
Yep.
And now you throw them boys in there. They're really, you know, now they're jockeying for it.
Yes. As of right now in the NFC, these are the seedings as of today.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the Green Bay Packers. Number two, the Dallas Cowboys. Number three, the Los Angeles Rams. Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number five, the Arizona Cardinals. Number six, the San Francisco 49ers. And rounding out the top seven, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. That's interesting.
In the AFC, number one, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, the Tennessee Titans. Number three, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number four, the Buffalo Bills. Number five, the Indianapolis Colts. Number six, the New England Patriots. And rounding out the top seven with the victory last night, the Miami Dolphins.
Ooh, them Dolphins, boy. They playing some football. Some football.
Playing a lot.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Why would the Bucks be number four?
Strength of schedule, quality of opponents as well too. And I believe Dallas holds certain tiebreakers over the Buccaneers. It's like a whole bunch of mathematical stuff. So basically, as far as what I was able to read, the Packers have the advantage for tiebreakers over the Rams and the Bucks, but they don't have one over the Cowboys. So the Packers still need to win out, and the Cowboys need to win out too, for them to keep those two seedings. So they can't spare a game right now.
All right. Well, we also have some power rankings come out as well.
We did.
On a great day, Dan hands us knows that the Professor John Gotti loves some power rankings. And he made sure to get it out on a perfect day.
Yep. Yep. Celebration of the life of one Stan Lee. And at number one, we have the Green Bay Packers. Remaining at number one, the Packers are looking like that team. The Packers are looking like that team. I don't even know why I got a tech for it. It is Stan Lee's birthday. That was a lot, folks. That was a lot. That
Yeah, but the Packers are winning. I think the Packers, number one, number two, the Packers and the Chiefs find ways to win despite, you know, giving up some leads, right? Not giving up the lead, but the deficit being closed. Not so much the Chiefs in the last game, of course, but in previous games, they've had to fight hard to come back. They had to win overtime. They've been on somewhat of a roll. The Packers almost gave up that lead to the Browns, but they were able to close out with a last-minute interception.
Yeah.
I mean, shout-out to them. Aaron Rodgers pretty much fighting for that MVP candidate spot, you know, over Taylor. I'm still going to let Brady be in there, but a lot of people saying it's a cheating race. We'll see what happens by these last 2 weeks. The Chiefs, I mean, they really started rocking at the right time.
Yeah, and football's all about momentum. You rather be hot at the end of the season than at the beginning of the season. And we kind of seen that duality with a lot of teams that started off 3-0 and they're not really in the conversation in the playoffs anymore. And the Chiefs is just one of those stories where people were so quick to want to write them out. And they're like, no touching.
Yeah, you're right. The number three team, the Rams. I'm not sure how they
Their defense has been absolutely incredible. They're now showing some remnants of a running game as well, too. Of course, the big question mark is Matthew Stafford. And, I mean, now he's struggling. I don't know if it's him having PTSD for being so close to the playoffs and, he's kind of feeling jittery. I don't know. I'm not speculating on that. But, you know, he needs to get that cleaned up. But, I mean, Cooper Kupp as well being an MVP conversation as well. But, I mean, the Rams do look dangerous right now. The big question mark is, you know, which Matthew Stafford we're going to get.
Again, I'm just curious as to why they moved up a spot. And the number 14, which, of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, down a spot.
Oh, I know why they went down a spot. It's actually written in there.
But, I mean, that doesn't make sense. It actually doesn't make sense the more I read it. It's like,
I know.
With the team missing, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Leonard Fournette, Lavonte David, JPP, Antoine Winfield, and then Shaq Barrett goes down.
Yep.
How do you, you know, they win the game convincingly still without, you know, a lot of their key pieces.
Yep.
Made turnovers.
Yeah,
you know, one body more than one touchdown.
This is all about the writer not liking Antonio Brown, and that's why they went down a slot.
Wow,
that is all it is. If Antonio Brown didn't play and they still destroyed the Panthers in the way that they did, they'll still be number three.
That's so disrespectful.
I know. And now you have a semblance of understanding of what Aaron Rodgers had to go through this entire season when it came to these power rankings.
That's so dumb.
It is.
Number one and number five. The Indianapolis Colts, very well deserved.
Yep.
You know, they've really just been clicking. The defense is definitely working it out. Jonathan Taylor, again, looking like the man.
And Carson Wentz is starting to throw the ball a little bit more efficiently too, which is, you know, at the right time, he's starting to find that confidence to throw the rock.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. You always root for those guys from, like, the University of Wisconsin. You know, like, you hope that they do well. And then you catch one that does, and Jonathan Taylor is just is really doing it up. So definitely big shout-outs to him. Next, number six, we got the Dallas Cowboys, probably one of the best teams in the league, currently sitting outside of the top five. They struggled mightily throughout this season.
Beginning of the season, it was the offense playing great and the defense, you know, showing shades of their past. And then, you know, the few games before this past the Sunday night game, it was the defense that was playing elite and the offense was lagging behind. But Sunday, all of a sudden, they both decided to just find that marriage and meet in between. And, you know, that's something that I've been saying that I wanted to see from the Cowboys, and they finally seen it. Let's see if they can continue that same progression in these last two games. But I think they should be the number six team in the league, and I do agree with the ranking here.
Are we ready for a Cowboys Super Bowl, though? Like, are we ready for that?
Oh, I didn't say that at all. All I'm saying they deserve to be the number six team.
I'm just saying, like, hypothetically speaking, like, are you ready for if the Cowboys were to make the Super Bowl, are you ready for their fans?
No, like, because they've been acting this way for 15 years.
they've been acting this way, like acting as if the Cowboys are going to make it. But like, this is a time where, you know, they can actually do it. Oh my God, they can actually
do it. All I'm going to say is if. And that's a huge maybe, baby. If they make the Super Bowl, all I know is there's going to be a lot of babies being called Dakota in 2022. That's all I'm going to say there.
Wow. Number seven, we got the Buffalo Bills. They've bounced back.
Yeah.
You know, able to beat New England.
You.
Oh, no.
Insert explicit.
Number eight, the New England Patriots.
Speaking of insert explicit, the team that the Bills defeated, right. Mac Jones, I mean, this is his second game where he actually looked like a rookie. That was just not the right time.
What is that? I wish to have the same confidence that you have to ask that question.
why would you ask me about like why are you trying to, you know, find the light in this? Like, my team just lost. Like, I don't care about anything. You know, if we won, sure, I can hear you. But not when we lose.
Like, I gotta
move into
Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's who they're playing next week, but if they are, that would be apropos.
Well, I don't know if that's who they're playing, but that's who the number nine team is, Cincinnati. Moving up, Joe Burrow threw for 500 yards. I mean, he's throwing it left and right. I mean,
he's throwing it to multiple receivers. He almost had, what, four receivers?
With 100 yards. Yeah,
with 100 yards.
Said, oh, my God. John Guy said, hey, the Ravens are making it a game. And then I looked and I was like, what? But the Bengals are another dangerous team, man.
They are.
That AFC division, man, I'm not even sure what happened. What a flip. I mean, the Steelers, the Ravens.
Nope.
I'm just so shocked.
Nope. Well, I think I said the Bengals might win the division this year. The issue is now the Ravens' injuries, and now Corona Chan is finally catching up with them big time. They lost four straight. The Steelers, I mean, the picture of Big Ben with his head down is, you know, description enough for me. And the Browns have just been injured, period. And for some reason, Baker's been just getting all the heat.
Yeah, and it's, I'm not sure why Baker's getting the heat, but we talked about that before.
Well, because immediately after that trade, like, whenever the Browns did bad, they quickly go, well, it shows that OBJ was right. But right. You don't hear anything when the Browns win the game.
The Browns look good, and I said it myself that they look better without OBJ. Mm-hmm. Their offense is more fluid. Baker's not trying to force the ball to OBJ. And that's like the first thing that, you know, the Rams said, like, hey, we're not going to force the ball to you. Like, you know, you're going to get passes thrown to you in our route progressions. Like, whatever the play is called, we're going to do it. Where, you know, Baker's like, I'm going to get you the ball. Hey, run downfield. Get to the stoplight. Turn around. I'm going to get you the ball. I mean, that's kind of how they played it. So, I mean, I don't know. But lastly here, we got the Arizona Cardinals having one of the most slots here, 5 slots to number 10. Obviously, again, they've been beaten by the Colts. Colts are a pretty good team. I don't know what else to say there.
Nope.
They have to figure out.
I think this is probably the first week I almost completely agree. Of course, the whole Tampa Bay dropping a ranking because of the Antonio Brown comment is still kind of petty.
Bushly, as Doc wants to
eloquently state it. But I actually do agree with this list. I think the Cardinals can still just bounce back within these last 2 weeks.
So here's the big test, though. Like, this is it. Like, this could be a playoff rematch. This could be, you know, everything. Because the Cardinals are going to Dallas to play them boys who are feeling themselves, you know what I'm saying? And this is a test for the Cowboys also.
This is a test for the Cowboys.
You know, I mean, everything else is kind of like, you know, up in the air. I mean, the Chiefs and the Bengals, you know, that's another test. So we're going to have to wait and see, but. I mean, I don't know, Boyle.
Well, this is why we love football, because you never know what you're going to get.
This is true, unless you look at the schedule and you just memorize everything. Then you know exactly what you're going to get. But number 11 there, we had the Titans. I mean, they're playing great, you know. AJ, you know, the phenomenal
AJ Brown. This was the AJ Brown show on Thursday night. That's exactly obviously what it was.
Obviously we talked about the Dolphins. You know, it's going to be interesting to see the, you know, say the least, the Ravens are at number 19.
Wait, I love this line. The Dolphins made history by becoming the first team to having a 7-game losing streak and a 7-game winning streak in the same season. Like, talk about paradox.
Just nuts. I mean, that game they had against Lamar, you know, weeks ago, I mean, it like, to me, that catapulted them up.
Yes.
That game was insane.
I think a lot of people thought that game was a fluke. But then they won again. And then they won again. And now they're 7 games deep into this win streak. They may be the most dangerous team out there.
I agree. It's very possible that they might be. And even they have a test, a big test, against the Titans.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll come back later on this week, you know, for our predictions. But yikes, boyo. Freaking yikes.
I know.
But, Johnny, I know the people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform. But if they didn't, they can go to our website at www.happybirthdayjohngotti.com. Oh, wait. That's not it. www.itsjohngotti's birthday. the cleaner's birthday.
God dang it. That is not it. It's wow. www.debatabletrends.com to send all your happy birthdays to John Gotti, as well as listen to all the episodes, including this one. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we talk about the news, the analysis, John Gotti celebration, and the Reeves.
Happy birthday, Denzel Washington.